the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Today's reading is from Isaiah 11, 1 to 10. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash round his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Simon. I'm on the leadership team at the church. It's my pleasure to be leading us in the next in our Advent series, preparing the way for the Lord Jesus. Now, we took a look earlier at our New Testament story. Thank you, Rawson family, for bringing that to us. That was authored by Luke, the Apostle Luke, written by a historian, a researcher, an investigative journalist, someone who'd interviewed the eyewitnesses, someone who wrote this all down so that you'd have certainty regarding the events surrounding the coming of Christ. So if you're undecided, if you're unsure, if you're 50-50 on Jesus, then this was written for you. Written so that you might have certainty regarding the events surrounding Christmas. Now, here's what it was about. John, the prophet of the Most High, verse 15. Jesus, the Son of the Most High, verse 32. John would prepare the way for Jesus, the rising sun who's come to us from heaven, verse 79. At first, it sounds a little strange, but it's here where the depths are. Jesus is the sunrise. Sounds a bit odd. I mean, it could indeed be just something from a motivational cat poster. But this is where the depths are. Jesus is the sunshine, the light. He brings warmth and heat into our lives and into the world. Yet we know, don't we, it's not all sunshine and lollipops. The lives of these two, of John and of Jesus, would be intertwined. The lives of these two, the destinies of these two men, would be intertwined. In 30 short years, John would be beheaded, Jesus crucified. They would both feel the sharp, brutal edge of the darkness and the shadow of death that Zechariah prophesied about in verse 79 of Luke 1. But that's a story for another day. Luke's job is descriptive. If you like, he's writing backwards. He's telling us the story. The man who we're looking at today, Isaiah's writing forwards. If Luke's giving us the precise, the thorough, the methodical, Isaiah's doing something completely different. He's painting this marvelous and big picture using the broad brushstrokes of prophecy. He speaks of a new king and a new world. Isaiah picked up his paintbrush a full 700 years before the coming of Christ. His word still stands today. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord stands forever. God spoke dramatically and powerfully through this man, Isaiah, to the people of his own day. Yet this is a prophecy that's bounced multiple times through history, and it's bouncing once again in our own day as we take a look at it this morning. This is a vision, as one commentator called it, of undated hope. Undated hope provides a living, ever-present promise held out to God's people. So I might ask you now, where do you build your hopes? Where are you keeping your hope? Have your hopes been dashed recently? Why? Have your hopes been fulfilled recently? Why? Where are you keeping, building your hope? Well, we're going to take a look this morning and see partial fulfillment of that prophecy in the coming of Christ. Yet even then, there's fulfillment ahead of us, ahead of the 21st century. This prophecy still stands, and that's where our faith needs to rest today, right now. Isaiah tells it this way, an undated hope of a new king, verses 1 to 5 of Isaiah chapter 11. And a new world, verses 6 to 10. But let's start with verse 1. The imagery there is of a felled tree leaving a stump. Where once there was a mighty tree, now there's just a stump. It's been cut down. That's all that remains, a remnant. All former signs of vitality and life have gone, vanished. Yet in that place of destruction and death, there's going to be a sign of new hope springing up. Take a look with me at verse 1. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Life finds a way. It emerges, a shoot, a sapling, new life from a place of destruction. To follow this, all we need to know is that Jesse was the father of the great King David, who was king over a united Israel. We're talking about the Old Testament, even before Isaiah's time. The prophecy here isn't simply for the emergence of a young king in David's line, but for a new David himself. That's who we're on the lookout for. Yet the plot thickens. Come with me now to the very end of our passage. We were in verse 1. Let's move quickly to verse 10. The coming king has a dual title. Isaiah not only refers to him as a shoot, he refers to him as the root, verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him. His resting place will be glorious. Isaiah is saying that this one who's a shoot, a little sapling, a new life, is simultaneously the root and the origin and the source of all. Colossians puts it this way in the New Testament. He's before all things, and in him all things hold together. Who is this man who Isaiah prophesies about? We could move on and take a look at what his character's like, who this coming king is like. Verses 2 and 3. This is someone on whom the Spirit of God rests, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and a fear of the Lord. We could turn and take a look at what he does. Take a look at verses 3 to 5. This is someone who's going to judge. It makes us a little bit uncomfortable. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable, but I believe this is good news. This is good news because it's not me who's the judge. It's not you who's the judge. It's not society. It's not the media. It's not the government. But this Spirit-filled, wise, new king. Do you ever watch those Year in Review programs? I've been watching one recently. And as we come to the close of 2020, no doubt you can guess what's going to be top of the review list. But I don't want to talk about that. That aside, one of the things that's going to have shaped this year is the desire and search for justice. People searching for, calling for, seeking for justice, a good and right desire, be it climate, race, the refugee crisis, income, hunger, food security, whatever it may be. people calling out for justice. Justice in the here and now is a popular topic. But judgment, not so much. We tend not to talk about the other side of the coin. If some things are to be declared good and just, then it follows that some other things are going to be declared bad, unjust. For that to take place, there needs to be a judge. And I've got good news about who that judge is. Not you, not me, but the Lord Jesus himself. The judge, take a look down, who judges with righteousness, verse 4, and equity, verse 4. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he'll judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He'll strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he'll slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Maybe, just maybe, as we come to the end of 2020, we might need to level up our desire for justice with the recognition that only the righteous and equitable judgment of God can truly put an end to all that's wrong with the world. Take away the notion of judgment and Christianity falls down, and any hope you or I have with it. You rob it of any hope of satisfying our longing for justice and longing built into us by God if you rob it of judgment. And in so doing, Jesus Christ is going to make a new world. And with that, I'm going to close as we read verses 6 to 10 together. This is the new world that's coming. It started now, but it's coming in fullness later. Let's take a look together. How's this stand up against a year in review? Well, it's going to take some faith to see that, but I encourage you to have that faith as we read together now. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. Guess who he is? The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. A new creation is coming. God's world renewed, and everything in it becomes cooperative rather than competitive, enriching rather than destructive. And how do we know all that? Verse 9, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah holds out to us undated hope, a new king and a new world. Let's pray together now. Lord Jesus, you are the sunrise. Enlighten, bring us warmth and heat as we follow you this Advent. In Jesus' name, amen.